Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ah, oh, the attack of Merry Christmas. We haven't heard much about that. Normally this time of year, we hear all kinds of crazy stuff. I think Trump is, because Trump has caused so much controversy that everybody else has forgot about anything else going on. You know what I mean? It's like Trump has caused so much controversy that people who are pouring stuff into a glass are just continually pouring as it spills everywhere. And that's the controversy. Just, we haven't heard much about it. But Texas, there is a issue. Now, I've been reading this, and I'm just trying to figure it out. There's a bizarre bill called House Bill 308 in Texas, Killeen, Texas, where this controversy came from. And it's, they've got two things. They've got the so-called Merry Christmas law adopted in 2013 means that schools can't silence a biblical reference to Christmas. All right. So you got that. But then you got another bill that essentially says requires a display, not encourage adherence to a particular religion. It's very bizarre and convoluted. Rick Perry, then governor, attempted to codify educators' ability to decorate schools with the Merry Christmas law. He says, as long as there are secular symbols next to each other and to the next to the religious ones or two religious represented, the law also legalized lessons about traditional winter celebrations, as well as using and wishing each other happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I've never really understood the fear of being wished anything else. Like if somebody came up to you and said, happy Hanukkah, I'm not going to melt. I'm not going to destroy. I'm not going to do any of those things. I've never understood that. To me, it's just like, okay, thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you too. I mean, if somebody says Merry Christmas and, you know, and you're offended by it, I just want to know why you're offended by it. Let's just look. It is Christmas, right? I mean, this is not a holiday this is Christmas. Halloween is Halloween. Like, this is what we call it. It's Halloween. It's not some non-gender, gender-fluid, non-religious-based, candy-receiving, treat-giving and getting evening. It's Halloween. Christmas is Christmas, whether you're an atheist or not. It's still Christmas. I mean, you know, was it Bloomington? Is that it? Is that the city that changed Good Friday to something? Yeah. It's no longer Good Friday because we've decided to change it. Well, it's Good Friday everywhere else. You're changing a religious holiday. Have you asked the other people a part of this? Could you imagine saying, well, we're not going to call it Ramadan because we don't want to offend anybody. So we're going to change the name to Raffle Day. Right? You can't do that. It's just ridiculous. But I get it. You know what? Public schools, you don't want it because I've always felt that, you know, you'd have to teach a little bit more and people have to be open-minded. I think you should learn everything about every religion in school. This is what the Muslims believe. This is what the Hindus believe. This is what the Sikhs believe. This is what the Christians believe. This is what the Catholics believe. This is what the Mormons believe. This is what the Jews believe. So we can all just get it out there. Like, nobody should be offended. But what happened here is you've got a school that had a decoration up, and it was from the Peanuts Christmas. You know? It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. And in it, there is a Linus gives this speech at the end, and this was something that was part of this decoration, and they've essentially cut it out of that. And I find it to be stupid. If you don't remember the speech that Linus gave, we actually have it for you, and it's not one of our funny satirical things. It's actually the speech itself. Here it is.
True, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Okay, so that's apparently offensive. If your religion or your non-belief in a religion is so frail as to have something like that challenge you and your belief system, then you've got a problem. I went to religious schools and we couldn't get half the kids to believe in religion. And that's what they were paid to try to do. And at a public school, if you mention it, all of a sudden, oh, hey. Whoa, slow down with that religion thing, sir. We've got to stop this. Again, it's the snowflake generation. It's this generation of let's all be inclusive as possible. It's this generation of, you know, we can't say anything or talk about anything else. And as I try to explain to my Christian friends, look, here's the thing. We are the dominant. Not to be mean as if we dominate, destroy everything. We're just the dominant force as far as voting bloc, as far as people, as far as, you know, everything. You know, we are predominantly a Judeo-Christian society. We are mostly white. So there is that pushback of the man, right? The push, because it seems, perception is that we are all that's bad. And there is that perception. But we have to just get past all this stuff every once in a while. Right? Can't you just say Merry Christmas? Like the other night, I was talking to Jack. He went to his winter festival. Winter. You live in San Diego. It's 82 degrees every day. You don't have winter. You have Christmas. Right? That's what you have. You have Christmas. Santa Claus is part of Christmas. For some people, Jesus is part of Christmas. For some people who don't believe in God or Jesus or any of that stuff, they still have a Christmas tree because their kids like Santa Claus and presents. I mean, not that guy in Amarillo who was going out there screaming and yelling, Santa Claus is fake and not a liar. But, you know, it's insane. It pisses me off. It's just like, I just want to know what's the psyche of somebody. If you're this person out there that thinks that this is damaging to some kid, I would love to hear from you. You can text the show 323-538-2423. You can call the show 844-DIG-CHAD. And only if you feel this is one of those damaging things. If you feel, and I bet you won't get any phone calls because you really can't put your finger on it. If you say, I'm a Christian or I believe in Jesus or you know, this is what Charlie Brown's line has said to Charlie Brown, and somehow your kid's supposed to walk in and go, dude, I was all about the Quran until I saw Linus do that, and now I'm out. Right? Like, I was a Sikh, and I'm taking off the thing, and I'm cutting my hair, and let's do this. Like, if that's what's about for you, and that's you're that fragile, I want to know why you're that fragile. I mean, that's my curiosity. And not because you're 24 and you're in college and it's all because we have to be inclusive. And by inclusive, I mean, let's exclude the majority. But why is it? So what is it about it? What is it about that makes you feel uncomfortable? Because I don't think this person was shoving religion down anybody's throat. I think it was something that was quoted from a TV show that all of us have watched on numerous occasions. I have friends who are Jewish who used to like Charlie Brown's Christmas. My buddy Ray Ray and his family, they loved Charlie Brown Christmas. They love all of that stuff. And you know what? They were Jewish. They have a problem with it. I just don't know. I don't get it. I would love to figure it out why. And have a real talk and discussion of why that is the thing that bothers you. I don't know how these people get up in the morning. I really don't. I don't know how they do. Z and Merry Christmas and gender fluidity and heterosexual pontificating pansexual. I don't even know anymore. I've lost track of the things that I don't even know what I'm supposed to be. Goodness me. Thank God I'm not a chameleon. I would just explode with all these thoughts. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. And remember, if you feel that this is one of those things that if your child saw this, you'd be heartbroken and this is what you have to go talk about. I want to know why. Just curious. I want to fight with you, want to argue, and have a real discussion. I doubt we can get anybody, but hey, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. What's next? This hour, every day, at this time, we talk about what's next. We look forward to something. The GOP and taxes. That's what's next. Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see what's next.
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next? What's next? What's next? I got a lot of texts coming in about the Christmas stuff, and I'm going to get to those texts here in a little bit. Text the show about whether or not that Linus saying, you know, giving his speech at the end of a Charlie Brown Christmas that happened to mention of what Christmas was about originally, and you know, the child being born and the whole nine yards. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I want to get to a bunch of these texts, and I'll do that. We're going to do what's next. Speaking of what's next, you know, the GOP is going to be a huge pain in the butt for Donald Trump. And taxes are going to be one of those things that we're going to be looking at over the next foreseeable 6-7 months as they discuss what they're going to do. And Donald's going to have a battle, I think, on how he wants to handle some of these things. Are some of these taxes too high? Absolutely. If on the surface, remember, everything's on the surface of taxes, right? Like you may say, hey, I'm going to tax you at 35% because you make X amount of dollars, but it doesn't mean you're paying 35% because you've got write-offs and you've got all these things that they've put into these things that you could skirt, all legal, mind you, but you can, they call them loopholes, but they're laws. So boom, you got this and you got that. I write this off, this, that, and the other. I'm over here. I've got this. I got a company. I got a shell corporation. Bing, bang, boom. You end up being your effective, you know, tax rates like 28% or 12% or 8% or zero. Depends on how good your guy is or gal. But we need to figure something out with taxes that I think is both fair and that is real. I think if you went to most wealthy people and said, you know what? 25% is the highest we're going to tax you at, period. And that's it. Or 20% is the highest we're going to tax you at. And there is no loopholes. There are no write-offs. There are none of those things. I think most of them would say, all right. Because they spend almost as much money trying to avoid everything. All you're doing is creating a new economy. That's how you don't do anything else. But we need to figure out a way that we approach taxes in a very real way. The Republicans are going to fight him tooth and nail on a lot of these things. We are taking in record revenues, mind you, record revenues. And I hate to use the word revenues when it comes to taxes because the government in and itself is not revenue based. It just happens to end up calling it revenue when really all they are miniature thieves taking from each and every one of us in their giant Ponzi scheme. But we do need to pay taxes. And we need to figure out a way to cut this deficit and to cut in it big time. Not just our trade deficit, but us, our giant debt that we have. What are we at, $19 trillion right now, $20 trillion? Obama over the last 8 years has what, doubled the debt? We need to figure out how we cut into that. And we're going to have to see taxes, maybe a rise in some taxes. And that's a sad thing. That's a very, very sad thing to say. But it doesn't help if we can't coincide that with cuts and trying to stop waste. Because if I bring in three and we spend four, that ain't going to help. $19 trillion is what I'm being told by producer Anthony. $19 trillion. Think about that for a second. Think about $19 trillion. You go to your bank account now and you're down like 25 bucks. You're like, oh my God. We're down $19 trillion. We'll bring in $2.3 trillion and we'll spend $2.5. We need to fix that. Flip it around. So, yes, we're going to have to figure something out with taxes. And the battle is going to come from the Republicans as much as it's going to come from the Democrats. The Democrats are going to want to see fatter taxes on the rich, a flatter tax on the middle class, and no tax on the poverty stricken. They don't pay anyways. And remember, what do you got? Some 48 to 51%, depending on who you talk to, don't pay federal income tax anyways. And, yes, those people in the middle who don't have enough money to write stuff off, and they get a paycheck rather than anything else, they're the ones that get hurt, that middle class. So we need to figure out a way to give them a break. And you know what? The rich do pay a fair share. I think, though, at some point in time, we need to figure out how we go, okay, you know what? You make under X amount of dollars, you're paying 15%. You make under 100,000, 120, 150, down to like 75, you're paying 18%. You make 250 and above, you're paying what? We need to figure out a smart way to do this and start taking away some of those loopholes, guaranteeing us X amount of dollars, but at the same time, making it so you're not punishing somebody for being successful. Most people who have money aren't afraid of the taxes. They're afraid of being overtaxed. They're afraid of being used. They're afraid of being abused. Who wouldn't be? I think if we do something smart, I think what's next for taxes is going to be good for everybody. But in the end, if we don't curtail our spending and waste, no matter how much we improve or even tax, it's not going to help us. That's what's next for taxes. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text away. Feel free. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. A lot of text messages coming in about the Christmas and the Linus speech on the Charlie Brown Christmas special. We'll get to that. Abortion bill and Kasich. What did he do? The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That's from the Charlie Brown Christmas. And it's causing controversy in Killeen, Texas, because some of the speech that was on the walls, the Christmas decoration or winter festival decoration, whatever we're calling it this week, was scratched out because they said it pertains to religion, a certain religion. Again, it is Christmas. This is what we celebrate. Let's stop changing things. People say, is there a war on Christmas? I think it's a war on Christmas. My question, which I think is a valid question, is what offends you about that? If it's something. Look, if I am the writer of that, right? This is my art. I'm a writer. I wrote one of the great iconic cartoons of all time that is played every year. I would feel offended if you're going to take a pencil to it and change it up because you feel that I may upset somebody. I mean, we were talking last year, Mark Twain, right? You've got these great books that have been rewritten now, or they've taken out the bad words in there because the N-word was used here or there, and we don't want to offend anybody. This is what it is. Are we going to start going and saying, we've got some great artwork here, but we're going to have to paint some clothes on some of these women because they're nude? We're going to have to dress up the statue over here because you can see his wee-wee? Is that what we're going to do? I mean, why? That's my curiosity. I'm asking the question. Some people are chiming in, and some people are very vocal about it. And, people are crying about being all-inclusive are the biggest hypocrites. Their actions are proof. In some ways, yes. I understand that. Another person chimes in about a faith. RE, the Christmas law in Texas. Imagine how many of the majority would feel if their own faith celebrated because, as you said it, they're the majority thoughts if it wasn't celebrated. Well, this even so much isn't about faith. This was about a cartoon and a celebration and the famous speech and more than it was trying to get anybody. You didn't put a Bible up. You didn't put a cross up. Which, by the way, if you put a menorah up, if you put a Star of David up, if you put a Quran up, are we going to throw the same kind of fit? The majority may throw a fit, but that's because if you threw up a Bible, everybody would freak out about it. And my question is pretty simplistic. So what is it about it that makes you so uncomfortable? If your religion, if your faith, if your non-belief is so fragile as to think it may fall apart by just the sight of it, like you're a vampire, right? And you see a cross, and you're like, ah! If that, I'm curious. That was it. I'm curious about that. 323-538-2423. One person writes in, this is the only time Linus lets go of his blanket. Which one was the gross one, Producer Phil? Is that Peppermint Patty? I mean, was that Pigpen? Yeah. Peppermint Patty was the lesbian, right? It was the other one? I don't even know. Chad, you're just being totally I'm trying to include everybody. But that was just my question about it, right? My question was pretty simplistic. It wasn't whether or not there's a war on religion wheel or war on Christmas. We can debate that every day of the week because people will always think there's a war. Marcy, there you go. People, because some people are offended by, you know, anything, and they're looking to be offended. And because the majority will always be the man, so people push back on that. Some of the other stuff people text in, you can't use those words on the radio, is what I'm saying. Good effort, but you can't use that word on the radio. But we just have to stop. I mean, we have to stop, and this is where the dialogue comes in. That's why I say teach all religions. By the way, in my religion classes in school, I went to a Christian school. You know what we learned? We learned a lot about other religions. Isn't that funny? And because faith is so big around the world, maybe fading here and in Western culture, but because faith is so big, I think it's something that should be taught. All religions. But you can't. It's the fear factor. I just never got it. I never got the whole fear factor of that. It's bizarre. Speaking of religion, of course, John Kasich is in the middle of it. And abortion. What is going to happen? He has vetoed the heartbeat, but he has put a ban on abortions after 20 weeks. So there was a provision in there. And now what is what people are going to be asking for? Abortion rights activists are up in arms. Pro-life activists are cheering. He was stuck between a rock and a hard place. There are some provisions in there that will allow a mother, if she is potentially she could die or some of the other things that are in there. You know, and this is one of those things where my thing is you know, I've always asked people who are pro-choice because, you know, my stance is I'm pro-choice because I wouldn't want to make that choice, but I don't want to take anybody else's choice away. And I don't want to be a part of that, and I think men should stay. This is one of those things where, like, honey, how do I look in this? Steer clear from that. Act like you didn't hear. Like, unless she's, like, ridiculous, just act like you didn't hear. You're like, oh, gosh, my arm, yeah, I got bit by a rattlesnake. That super sucks. I mean, whatever you have to do to not answer that question, same thing with this. Just stay away from it, right? That's the best. Like, sorry, I can't hear you. I temporarily went deaf. I can't hear a word you're saying. But the question I've always asked my friends who are pro-choice is there a date where you say, okay, I can't do this now? This shouldn't happen? Is there a drop dead date? Literally? I mean, is it 30 weeks? Is it, you know, is it 10 minutes after the baby's born? I mean, when is it until it can support itself? What's the... And Kasich was stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know? He was. I mean, I think that's why he never glommed on. And I've noticed this. In this world that we live in, the louder you scream, the more absurd you are, the more people pay attention to you. And the more they pay attention to you, you don't have to dazzle them with anything. Just be louder and more absurd. And I think that was Kasich's problem. He was too moderate and too pragmatic. And I think at times he thought too much when he should have just been loud and screaming. But he signed and approved a bill. It was called Senate Bill 127. It bans abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, a point which supporters of the bill say the fetus experiences pain. Few exceptions. Rape or incest is not one of them. So it's going to be interesting. On the same day, he did veto the so-called heartbeat bill that was tucked into an amendment into a proposed legislation of child abuse. The bill bans abortions from the moment the fetal heartbeat can be detected, which tends to be around the sixth week of pregnancy. So you've got the 20th week of pregnancy. People who are proponents of choice say, look at this. You're taking it away, and now people are going to have to go have abortions in neighboring states. And other, you know, the pro-life, they feel they've got some sort of victory here. This is the fight that is never ending. Like, this fight will never, ever end. You're aware of that, right? You will always be aware of that. It's never going to end. If you think it was going to go away tomorrow, Roe v. Wade was overturned or it was completely upheld everywhere, the fight will always go on. And I'll get text messages tonight about how horrible I am as a man because I said that, you know, choice should just be left alone because, you know, men shouldn't be involved in this. And it's a choice I myself wouldn't want to make, but a choice that I don't want to take away from anybody. And that's the way I look at all of life. You should be allowed to make your own choices. As long as you're not hurting, you know, another human being. And again, that's your body. I wouldn't want somebody to come and say, Chad, you can't add any more tattoos. Chad, you can't do. Well, it's different, Chad. Why? Why is it different? Should I be able to go tell everybody, you can't drink anymore? I'm banning you from drinking. You, just you alone. No. Again, not something I would want. And if the choice came, but the person I'm with or would be with or whatever, you know, that's not my body. They have to live with that. I'm not here to be their judge, their jury, or their executioner as far as the morals. That's not my thing. Sanity. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Brian, what's going on? Did we lose Brian? We got a new phone system here. That's a little crazy. It's really new. I'm looking at it. It's bizarre. I'm not quite sure how this works. Oh, well, there you go then. So, but I just, you know, what is the date? You know, is there a date? Is there a date for, is it 30 weeks? Is it 32 weeks? Is it when it can live outside of the womb? I don't know what that is. Kasich was presented with something. He thought 20 weeks was enough. And of course, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a fight here. And there's always going to be a fight, just like there's always going to be a fight about guns and gun control. There's always going to be a fight about that. Doesn't matter. There will always be a fight because that's what we have. We have a divided nation when it comes to a lot of these things. Very interesting. Whew. His inbox must be full of hate and some love. But hate is emotion that's stronger and will get you. You will do dumb things for love. But you will lash out for hate. Like you will put on a diaper and drive across country because you're a crazy astronaut, because you're in love. But you will do some crazy stuff for hate. You will. You have a good steak? Chances are you're not probably going to say it on Yelp. You have a bad steak? Your ass is screaming about it on Yelp. You'll tell 10 people if you have a bad experience. You'll tell one person if you have a good experience. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This guy in the Say What segment, I don't know if it was awesome, if it was stupid, if it was a bit of both. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what? I think this guy's living every man and woman's dream, even if it is by accident. This is awesome. And by the way, this is producer Anthony's favorite story of the day, and he is now, this is the fantasy right here. So a technical glitch gave an Australian man by the name of Luke Moore an opportunity of something. What was the glitch? Well, he was fired from his job. He was worried how he was going to pay his mortgage. He was worried about his car payment. But they went through. Found it to be odd. Took out a few bucks, even though he was overdrawn. They didn't say anything. After the first year, he racked up about $9,000 in overdrafts, realizing that he wasn't being asked any questions. He took a little bit further, then a little bit further. How much further? Well, let's just talk about this. He bought some stuff. Bought himself a new boat. Oh, and by the way, he bought a Hyundai. Right? I think there was the Valetto or whatever it is, the little three-door thing, little sport one. That cost him 36 G's. He bought that so he could drive to pick up his Maserati. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Hookers, strippers, cocaine, boats. Finally, sitting at home one day, heard a knock at the door. He's there with his mom. By the time he got up, the cops were in, and they took him down. Don't say what? $2.1 million or so he spent. They confiscated everything he had. Everything. Took it all. He went to jail. But while he was in jail, he spent the first 6 months appealing it over and over again and sitting in the law library, learning everything. He said the one good thing about jail, even though it was horrible, was I didn't do a crime that really anybody cared about, so everybody left me alone. I wasn't a killer. I wasn't a bad person. I wasn't a rapist or you know, child molester, so they just left me alone. He went to court, defended himself, overturned the conviction, acquitted him, because there was no implied, he didn't ask for anything, and the bank never told him no. So the way that the law looks at it is, he really didn't do anything wrong. They just continued to give it to him. He kept saying, I was waiting for them to come and tell me you've got to repay all this, and I figured I would have to. But after they didn't, I just kept spending and spending and spending. Again, to the tune of $2.1 million. The judge said, look, I can't put people in jail based on morality, and you really didn't commit a crime because the bank didn't know anything about it until later on, and you never asked them for anything, and they never offered anything that you didn't take. You didn't break into their bank. You didn't hack the system. It is what it is. Oh, my goodness. He bought some stuff, too. He had a 7-year sentence, and that was the minimum he would have spent. He spent about $6 million in jail. He walked free. He does have the debt, and he says he's trying to get back to a normal life. He says, and by the way, the millionaire lifestyle wasn't worth the hype anyways. He says, except the one thing he will miss, cocaine and the strippers and the fast cars. He goes, I pull more chicks now with 20 bucks in my pocket than I did when I was splashing around the cash. Oh, my goodness me. That is, you're just the worst. By the way, I just want to, you know, in fact, I'm going to touch on this next hour because I've got a bone to pick with the NBA that I'm going to pick tonight. And it was, I got a bone to pick with the NBA and a couple other things. Did you see the Wake Forest thing, Phil? Say what?
Did not.
That coach? Okay, he was a coach at Wake Forest, the football team. He then, after not being retained when the new coach came in, he moved up to be the play-by-play announcer, you know, the color guy on the network. For the last 3 years or so, two seasons, whatever, he's been giving plays to the other teams because he was so upset for not being retained. He was giving plays to Louisville, who have the Heisman Trophy winner. Wake Forest is not a football school, people. Could you? He was giving because he had access to everything. He was giving away secrets. Could you imagine if, like, I don't know, Troy Aikman was mad at Jerry Jones and was giving the Giants plays? Sanity of that. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text us, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love when you do. You can also check out ChadBensonShow.com for the always great podcast and many other things we got on there. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.